Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some sample healings and answer your questions. So if you wish to get on a fast chat, do so. And we'll bring in the light being here first. So why don't you stroll down on the Creation Lightship show here. Go down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light being, and it's a very, very beautiful. I think the females are going to come in today underneath the blinking flower. So we'll bring in three females one at a time. So here comes the first female light being coming in. Looking good. Okay. And I will bring in the second female. And you just kind of watch the monitor screen. And if you just got on a little bit late, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing. Beneath the blinking flower, number two is coming in. Okay. And here's number three coming in. And number three is now being activated. This is looking very, very nice. So I'll put some music on so you can actually experience the energies of these light beings. And there's three of them there, so I'll just sit back and relax and enjoy the energy as they come through, being heart connected. The energy now. Have them all come together. Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. I want to say hi to Butterfly, Dominique, Kyle and Adriana, Marianne, Ty, Todd, and let's see, who did I miss? Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto, and anyone else who's listening, so welcome. And like Ron said earlier, if you haven't done so already, please go to the Creation Lightship Healing page from the BBS Radio Friday night schedule. And as you scroll down the page, you're going to come to a beautiful picture of, excuse me, a picture of a light being from the Creation Lightship. And She was actually drawn by an artist who was on the Creation Lightship for a healing session, and it's just wonderful to watch the divine energies as they come through that picture, because you will actually see the colors change. You'll see the eyes become very much alive, and as you move maybe around from left to right, you'll see the eyes follow you. You'll see beautiful light energy coming off, and most importantly, you will feel, if you choose to go into your heart center, you'll feel that connection with those divine energies that work only with your heart center and not through the mind. And if you'd also like to, you can bring up, and you can kind of arrange these all on your monitor screen if you like. There's also a Lightship insignia, and you can if you bring up the fast chat window, which if you haven't done that before, just click on BBS fast chat a little bit above the light being. And then you can kind of have the light being up, you can have your fast chat window up, and you can also on the fast chat window, you'll see down below where it says submit a testimonial, there's little pictures that you can click on there and bring them up larger on your screen, and one of them is the Lightship insignia. There's also a picture of Jesus there. And so it's kind of fun to put those up too, and I think we'll probably, Ron will probably be bringing in some Lightship source energies through that later in the hour. So if you have any questions or anything that you'd like to request, please go ahead and type it in. We'll get to as many as we can. And for now, I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's just kind of sit back and relax here. See, some people have a lot of anxiety. That might be what people have experienced the last maybe a few days or something, the way it looks here on the fast chat. So what we're going to do is bring in the male energies here. These will be the male light beings. And they do a lot of healing work with us, so they'll probably chase away any bad scoobies that you might have with you, any of these entities that are hanging on to your body. So here comes the males. So we'll just bring them in one at a time. In fact, just one male is really all that's needed. So here we go. Here comes the first one here. Going to come through and watch your monitor. You're going to actually notice that the picture is going to change. And you're going to feel the shift. I want to blink your eyes maybe every 15 seconds. And then you're going to be able to actually see the picture change so you don't kind of get googly-eyed looking at it here. And here we go. Yep, the male's here. And the rays will start to emanate around the head. A little differently, the picture on my monitor is kind of like coming forward, moving in front of the rays a little bit here. Everybody will have their own perspective here. So this is the male light beam coming in. And again, the males do healing. So here's one of them. So again, just sit back and just enjoy this great experience of the male light beam coming to help you. Thank you. Okay. So, hope everybody's feeling better, being Friday night here. So, we'll just do some entity releases. I don't feel much entities around anymore, but the light beam's coming in. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you here. Maybe we can see if there's any questions about healings or if you want to introduce something yourself.
Well, I have a question actually about what you just said when you said you don't feel so many entities around anymore. Do you mean just since the light beings came in to the picture there and activated?
Yes, in our rotational way. Yes, once the males come in, they get rid of them very quickly. So do the females, but the males are the ones that do probably most of the healing on the light ship. So they're maybe a little stronger. I can't really say that because it's not true, but I don't have the word in my vocabulary to state that. But I'll just say the males are more intense.
Yeah, so. I feel that too, like there's an intensity there, whereas with the females there's more of a maybe a softness, but I feel great healing from both.
Yeah, so I want to amp up the male energy here. Have it come in stronger here for everyone. This is only one male. And they normally come in threes, but this one just wants to come in by itself here. So here it comes. And again, just kind of relax, sit back, and you may start to feel the week's stuff start to leave you. There we go.
I have a wonderful comment from Annika on the fast chat. She says, this male energy sure makes me forget any troubles I ever had. That's really wonderful. You know, it is feels like when you get in the moment and these divine energies come in, it's just everything is fine in the moment.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The more that we start understanding that we want to be in the moment to get rid of our troubles, the better off we are. Except what I will say to caution people, and this might sound kind of strange when I say to caution you from being in the moment. The caution is that you need to be responsible for your life. And so what I would suggest, if you are experiencing being more in that moment energy, definitely get a day planner or some kind of notebook so you can write down what you're going to be doing hour to hour or, you know, each day, because the more you're in the moment, the time stops for you and you feel very peaceful, but the linear time keeps going. So you could look kind of flaky to some of your friends, as you may forget about what you have to do with them or maybe paying a bill or something. So, you know, where you have responsibilities. So you definitely want to have like a daily planner to keep track of your life, because if you're in the moment, nothing really bothers you and matters, but you do have to become responsible because you're living here. So that's kind of how I would kind of describe that or tell you what to do as far as working in the moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
That's great advice, Ron. That's definitely the case. So, you know, it's really true. You can get in the moment and look up and 8 hours have gone by and wow, you know, there it goes. Oh, we have a wonderful comment from Dulce on the fast chat, and she says, Ron, thank you for the healing of my knee this past week.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dulce. Very, very welcome. So let's see here. What can we do next tonight here?
Well, we have quite a few requests
sure.
on the fast chat if you'd like to get into some of those.
Let's do that. So the mind to heart energy, we're already into our heart because the male came in and brought us there. So let's just go right ahead.
Okay. So let's see. So there was a request for a sample of the self-confidence clearing.
Okay. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. So this is probably pretty appropriate for most people, being that today's Friday. So here we go. This is for self-confidence. So we'll just clear away what's preventing that from you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, I'm yawning. Hope it's not me. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do that one again. This will be for you guys. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Great. And so we cleared away the energy that's preventing that. So let's bring forth some of the energy of your spirit so you can actually feel more confident, okay? So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, there was a request for anxiety, but I think, did we already address that with the light being, or do you want to do a sample of that?
Yeah, I can do that. I think probably anxiety has left everybody. Here we go. So I'm just kind of laughing because I think on one of the expos that I did, I took something away and then asked people if they wanted to experience what it was like to have it over again, and everybody said no real quick. But anyway, here goes. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. That's for anxiety. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next one, I believe, was for a sample of the victim clearing.
Okay. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. You know, let's talk a little bit about how our mind energy works, I believe. So we'll just kind of get off on this for a little bit. We know that the mind energy we don't want to be in because it's in time. And when you're in time, then you're in the darkness. And when you're in the darkness, then you're stuck. And then you have all these thoughts. So inside of this darkness energy is the energy of, you know, darkness naturally and light that is created in the darkness. And so you don't want to go into either one of those, because you want to get into your heart so that you're in that energy. We normally talk about the heart energy or the light energy in the heart, but it really is not the proper way to state it. But there's no way to really convey it, because most people think of light as light, and that's good. But the darkness does create light also. So you can go inside of your head and go into the light, or perceive that you are in the light, but you're really in the light created by the darkness, and that's not where you want to go to or even be and exist. So where you want to go to is in your heart, and really there's no energy. People talk about, and probably even myself, about the love energy in the heart from your spirit. Well, once you're in that energy, it's pure neutral energy, because the light cannot have a typical attribute on that frequency, because then it would be in judgment. And so when you really start tuning in, you're going to find yourself saying, gee, I don't feel much of anything, but I just feel peace and calmness. And that would be more of the attribute, more than like a happiness of like you're falling in love with your heart or something, because that's an emotion. So the light energy strictly is an energy that is everything, you know, made up of it. But it's not of judgment energy. So I hope that kind of clarifies some of that. So if you are looking for the light energy in your mind, you will find it, because the dark side did create light, and it also creates darkness. And there's other, you know, attributes to that. You know, you have just the way it is down here, and some people might think this is a really wonderful place to be, and they might call it like light energy here, and it's just love and light here on the planet. And other people may say that it's not the greatest place because of all the pain in their bodies, what they have to go through, and just the heartache and everything else that's here. But that's all creations, you know, from the darkness. But you have those experiences stored inside of you. And so, like, if you go to the God plane, you will actually perceive maybe a light energy there, because they did create light. But it's not the divine source energy. So the divine source energy is with your spirit, and it has all that it needs and all that you need to connect to it. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so would you say, Ron, then maybe another way of looking at that would be that the dark side has created duality by creating the mind energy. And in that duality, you have the opposites of light and dark and love and hate and all that kind of emotional opposite type of energy, peace and war, for example. And then when you get out of the mind energy and you step out of duality and you're just in the divine energy, then it's something we kind of call divine love because of lack maybe of a better word, but that energy is energy that has no opposite to it.
Yeah, that's probably a very good way of stating it, yes. Uh-huh. So it just allows all of its creations to do creation according to that consciousness, and hopefully it would be the consciousness of the spirit that's doing the creations. Remember, when you do a creation in mind energy, you are using your spirit energy to create with. And when you do that, then you're giving part of yourself away to the darkness in that creation. And this is kind of just the way it works down here, because this is the way they programmed our bodies and the cellular structures of them to work with the different programs that we have from our ancestors. Ideally, our body really shouldn't have anything wrong with it. And the only thing that's wrong with our body and our organs, etc., is the judgments that create the problems. And that changes from lifetime to lifetime throughout your genetics. And so somebody asked me a question a little while ago, and they were curious about the seven generational clearings, what that actually did, and if it affected anybody else. And I said, oh, yes, it'll affect everybody from you on up that's living. And it's a wonderful way that they can have a healing without even knowing about it, because they're going to have it. So if you're young enough and you have maybe your grandparents living, then you have your parents living more than likely also, then you're going to have those people have a healing of whatever that issue is that you decided to do with your seven generational clearing. If you happen to have a child, then I'd recommend to have that child cleared, and then that will work with you because you're the next generation above that. It will not go sideways into your other children, but it does work from whoever I start with all the way up. And if people had a longer lifetime, maybe a couple hundred years, then they would actually heal all of them of that issue. So back to you, Sylvia.
We have a question from Mike on the Fast Chat, and that's, is it recommended for couples to refrain from intimacy because of touching?
Oh, boy, what a question that would be.
Yeah.
Boy, I honestly cannot answer that. I don't think that's, that'd be very difficult to do down here. But once you realize and understand that people around you can have these extraterrestrial critters inside of them, and they body hop, then you may have a different way of looking at the way you want to keep your body temple sacred, okay? And I don't think they can actually come into people without someone touching them, okay, or shaking hands or giving a hug. So I think they're already more than likely put into us like eggs, we'll say, and they happen to get activated through the different programs that get activated by the extraterrestrials. So they are living in us, and all of a sudden they, start to hatch. So as far as the other thing, having a sexual encounter or, intimacy, hugging somebody, your mate, they could carry these and they could infect you. So that is true. What to do about that, that's kind of your decision. But yes, it is true that will definitely happen. You all know about entities, and those are things that are just flying around anyway. And when you have them inside of you, then you know that that's a problem and then go on a step further, which I talk about sometimes. And I'm not trying to make this show very heavy because it is Friday, but, you know, we have situations in our life that draw entities, and then the entities can body hop from one person to the other in an argument. And then we also have these invisible energies that we're going to be doing a special 17-hour clearing on, which are these extraterrestrial critters that are inside of us here. And they move around, and, you know, people who maybe their head itches and they scratch it and the itch goes away, maybe it moves around to a different part of their head. Well, that's these things moving. So that's kind of what happens. And getting into a little more heaviness here. Then we have people that are, and even babies that are going to sleep at night, and all of a sudden their body jerks. And you go, wow, maybe you're laying next to somebody and their body does a quick jerk. And you wonder what's happening. And they're probably awake still. And they go, I don't know, maybe, you know, just something, my nerves, you know, just did something. Well, they're actually being under attack by the dark side. And another show that I talk about them trying to put pins into the bottom of our feet to work with our meridians. And at that point, then your body probably responds and it jerks. So I don't want to get too negative with that, but if you do jerk at night when you're trying to rest, that's what's happening to you. You're actually under attack. So back to you, Sylvia. I don't know. You could bring it into a lighter state here.
Well, you know, getting back to the whole subject of relationships and partners, you know, there's so many issues these days, you know, with, you know, a lot of things you have to be careful of. But I think the most important thing is, you know, to just, choose wisely and hopefully, you know, get someone that's on the same page and as you, and have both of you get clearing so that these things can kind of, you know, you can stay balanced with each other as you clear these different energies. Otherwise, it's kind of difficult when I think one partner is getting a lot of clearings and maybe the other isn't, although it will help them. But, you know, you may kind of get into a different lifestyle that way with each other. So, anyway, let's see. Would you like to get into another sample clearing next, Ron?
Sure. So let's do a... Oh, boy, there's so many.
Talking about judgment earlier. Maybe we can do a sample of the judgment clearing.
Sure, okay, we'll do the judgment, then we'll do a pain body. Here's a judgment clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a pain body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I will mention I had someone call me, and since we have it on the fast chat, and somebody mentioned about a partnership with people, being with them, etc. This person called me and says that they somehow, by watching this other person, they actually saw little gremlins in there, these little sexual gremlins who wanted to have sex with him. And so he was pretty blown away to see this person carrying these energies inside of their body. And so they probably got activated. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. And I would imagine going even further, they may even get more active as you start losing control of yourself if you have... maybe alcohol or drugs or something. And that could be maybe some reason why people behave the way they do. But for him, he actually saw these little, whatever you want to call them, little beings inside of the person wanted to have sex, basically. And it really terrified him because he didn't know what he's getting into. You know, what are they going to come into me next? You know, this is, you know, like a... STD, we'll say, in a way, you know, and he didn't want to have these things come into his body. So, yes, they can body hop, you know. So, anyway, he became very cautious. So back to you, Sylvia. I'll put some music on so you can experience these healings here. Then we'll have Sylvia come back online. So here we go. And you might want to walk around, see how your body's doing, how it's feeling. See if it's loosening up. Add a little more movement, more flexibility. Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, great clearings. Okay, so let's see. We had a request for a sample of the empathy clearing. I don't know if we've done that on the radio before, but that sounds very good.
Okay.
You can talk about what it is, too.
Okay. Do you want to describe it, Sylvia? Go ahead.
Well, I haven't had that one. I'm thinking that's for people that have a lot of maybe empathy with others and maybe they pick up too much, but I'm not really sure.
Got it. That's what it is. So this goes much deeper than the sensory clearing. These are for people who actually live their life maybe feeling energies coming into them. Maybe they were taught to put their feelers out to sample people. So you become very empathic, and you take on their attributes. So you actually, like, are cloning your body with the experience of someone else, basically. So you're trying to take on their energies, or you are taking them on. And then you lose yourself in the process because it's a very strong energy. So here we go. This is for the empathic people. And, boy, I feel like there's a lot of you out there. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, 4 days cleared. Oh, 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. And very hot. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. I'll do that one again. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And I got a joke here from Sylvia and the kids and Rob. It says, sexually transmitted entities. So that's STEs. That's great. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Wow, that empathy clearing, that is really something. I just, I bet you a lot of people felt that. It seemed like there was a lot of energy there, so very interesting. So I was wondering, actually, on that empathy clearing, could that even help maybe with people who are very sensitive even to maybe the picking up energies from the earth, you know, and then feeling them in their body or that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would say that would be true. I think most people actually just sense other people's energies, and they actually draw that energy to them. So they walk by somebody who's having a bad day, they all feel like they're having a bad day, and the reason will be transmitted to them is whatever's happening. So they'll maybe feel depressed or something. And so, yeah, a good question here on the Fast Chat from Love says, why don't these dark side critters reveal themselves to, I guess, to us, okay, so we can see them? Well, they have manifested physically here. Parasites is one of those forms. And then we have energies that normally the parasites you're not going to see, but they will be in us, and you can't see them with the microscope from there, or, you know, tapeworms, etc. Then from there we have octopus energies, that's one of them, and black widows and squids and scorpions, things that bite. These are all dark side beings that were planted here by the dark side. They don't have a spirit or soul in them. Remember, everything has a spirit that's created by the light. And if it doesn't have a spirit, then it's not of the light. And there's a lot of these energies around. And that's why I think some religions maybe talk about, in fact, I saw an email maybe 6 months ago, and they had these two churches that were across the street from each other, and they were having a signboard battling. You know how they have on most of Christian churches, you know, they may have a large, like, billboard sign. You know, I'm guessing this sign looks like it's probably like about 6 foot by 4 foot. So they were like talking back and forth about a dog being saved, going to heaven, you know. So one church, which was Christian, didn't believe in that. I don't know what Christian denomination it was. And another one believed that dogs did have a spirit. And they went back and forth continuously, Sunday from Sunday, giving the rhetoric out. So anyway, that's kind of neat to see that. But anyway, yeah, so this is probably, they think that they don't have a spirit. They probably never asked their own spirit if they had it. They just read a book. Remember, if you read something, you normally think that is true. Or if somebody in a robe tells you that is true, you're going to believe them too because of the authority figure. So that is definitely not the case. You have to go to your spirit inside of yourself, and most people are locked out of that. They block themselves from that because they're stuck in mind energy. And then the mind energy also will prevent you from going into your heart center, your spirit. So it just depends where you are and how awake you are, how bright your eyes are. If you have bright eyes, then you should be able to connect to your spirit pretty easily because it's already in connection with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think earlier we had a request to have some of the love energy brought in. I don't know if that's something you can do, but I was thinking maybe we could even, if it was possible, have both energies, like the, you know, kind of like the love energy that we think of down here, and then compare that to just the divine neutral energy. Is that something the light ship could do?
Yeah, we could do that. I just don't like bringing in duality, because I'm bringing in duality then on this show. You know, I could do that. Remember, just because you think it's love energy doesn't necessarily mean that it's good, okay?
Well, probably everyone already knows what that's like, so let's just, we can just bring in the neutral.
Okay, so we'll bring in the source energy, which is neutral energy. So here it comes. So you can watch a light beam, if you will. And they're already in that energy, but we'll just amp it up a little bit more for all of you. This is one of the males here. And here it comes. And we do have a special night next Tuesday at 5:30 PST. It's a question and answer time with Robin Sylvia in Canada. And the number is on the Fast Chat. You can just click on it to get it if you wish. We'll be saying it in a little bit, so if you don't have Fast Chat on your monitor screen for some reason, get out your pencil and paper. And we'll give you the phone number in a few minutes here. Okay, here's the peace energy, what I would call it. It's a neutral energy. And we'll just put some music on again so you can experience this divine energy of how everything was created. Remember, the creation energy cannot judge its creations, and it would be in judgment and in duality. And this is the difference between light and dark. The main difference, the other one is that we have spirits. That the spirit in you is supposed to hold you in that divine energy. One of the dark side practitioner clearings. And so, yes, we'll do that. I'll just describe that slightly here, a little bit. Any practitioner that's using energy of the darkness can attach to you. This is why I say if you hear of anybody doing mystery schools, to run, don't walk away. Just run. Because that's what they're using. They're not using divine energy because they're going back into the past and digging up some energy. So if you understand that, or if you don't understand it, just know the light only works in the now. So why are you going back into the past, into a past now that was created a long time ago when the light's in the current now, where it's always there, fresh, brand new, and shiny for you to live in? If it's in the past, then it's not going to be held on this planet because the light doesn't hold the energy here of the past, okay? It just goes from one moment to the next, moving forward. It doesn't go into the back. So I hope you understand what I'm saying here. So what happens is that any practitioner that's using any kind of energy other than what's in the present moment from their heart, then they're using dark side energy. And it could be your best friend. It could even be the mate that you live with who's doing attunements on you and on other people, believing and really trusting that what they got from some other practitioner or what they even channeled is of the light. The light doesn't do any transmissions to anybody. You already have it with you. So, here we go. So I hope that's, hope you all understand that perfectly well. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days from now to take away some of these energies that, were stuck on you or transmitted to you. And we'll see if that does a change in your, the way your body is behaving. So, and also consciousness. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Well, I'm getting dizzy. 3 days cleared. Where have you guys been? 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and again, yesterday or 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that brings up another thing. A person called me up and said, and who was on doing some of my conference calls, and they said, you know, I went to another practitioner to have some work done. And as we were talking more and more, I said, well, if the light ship is the source energy, why would you want to go to something other than the source to have a healing and get tied up in more darkness? And that's kind of the gist of the whole thing. So, but some people, when you talk to your friends, they'll bring up a name. Oh, you need to have this kind of clearing done. You should see this practitioner, different things like this. Well, you don't need to do that. Remember, everything that's done on this program and in private sessions, it's all working with your spirit inside of yourself, and the divine energy is working with your spirit to help heal you. We never transmit any energies into you that's not going through your spirit first. So any other practitioners that are using the mind energy, and I'll just throw out the word Reiki, which is mind energy. This is where you conceive a thought, and you make a symbol, and you direct the energy of that symbol into the person. If I'm wrong, you can talk to me about that, but that's basically what people do. They're taught different types of symbols and a name for these things, and then they project that energy into someone. Does it help them? I'm sure that that everything out there helps, but what are you tying them up to? Where is that weird-looking symbol attached to? Okay, you can say that it's you know, a divine energy, that it's you know, from collective consciousness, from the universe. Well, what universe is it? And then who created that universe? Remember, everything that we do here is with your spirit. This is why I always tell people, go to your spirit first and ask your spirit to okay if you should do something or not. And you have to be in your heart center to feel it. If you're not in your heart center, if you don't feel the thought coming out of your chest cavity, then you're in your head. And the dark side can't fabricate and tell you that you're in your heart, inside of your head. Just like I said, the dark side fabricates the light and can tell you that you're in the light, and you're not there until you really connect to your spirit. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, going back to that beautiful divine energy that you brought in from the light being, man, that was incredible, and it really reminds me of something that Kyle said when he was on as a sponsor a couple weeks back, and that is that once you experience that divine energy and you really feel that, man, it's like you just don't want duality anymore. You just don't want that other energy because it's just so wonderful to experience. So I think the more people experience that, the more they can feel their true divinity within them in their own heart center, and then maybe those choices get easier to make. It's interesting, though, Ron, how you were talking about how the dark side can actually make you feel like you're getting an answer from your heart or from your spirit when you're not. And, boy, that's a whole other issue. We only have a few minutes left, so I wanted to take up a couple more requests and questions on the fast chat. I think we had a question back a ways from Cindy that was asking about, you know, being in a car accident and if there's something that would be good for that.
Well, I would say probably the trauma clearing. That can go on into all different areas, so we'll just do trauma. Remember, when I do trauma clearings, only a few people need the trauma clearing because the emotional body clearing normally takes care of that particular need, okay? So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So what this does, let's say you had the car wreck accident a year ago. Well, the energy is still recycling in you every day, every day, every day. So we just took away the energy for 5 days. So you may feel a little different now, but you still have, you know, the other 360 days with you. So you want to get your whole body cleared out of that energy. And that's done in the the total lifetime clearing that we do. And we go from the current age that you are going back to the womb. So it takes out everything that deals with traumas. So back to you. And I can also do a specialized one for people. If that doesn't work and you're really traumatized even more, which this should do it, or you just go online after you have the one-time clearing, and then you go on to the unlimited, and you go on there as many times as you want, and, you know, it will eventually come out of you, maybe after the two or three times. But normally these clearings are just designed to be used one time, and that clears you out. I don't think I've had too many people at all mention that they needed to go over a clearing. At least to myself, I can't recall anybody ever asking or telling me that they didn't feel like they were cleared. But that's why we have the unlimited on there. So if you do have a current trauma, then you can get it released from you, and you stay up to date. So, back to you, Sylvia. Oh, she just had it a couple days ago. Wow, okay, so what day is today? Yeah, that should have taken care of it pretty much, I think. And today is the 6th, so you may feel better, Cindy. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and we had, I think, a question earlier when you were talking about the energetic parasites and the upcoming 17-hour healing weekend that's going to address those. I think the question was, will there be, after that weekend, the unlimited clearing on the website so that people can keep themselves cleared out?
Yes, that is correct. So, yeah, that will be on the website. So it's the same fee, which is $50, so you can stay on there and get these things at somehow come into you or get maybe activated through the implants in you, the new ones are released. What we release are the ones that we can find and get rid of. I can't guarantee they're all going to be out of you, but the light ship's going to work for 17 hours, actually more than that. As long as you're on the call and the call starts, they'll be working until we stop. That includes your sleep time, too. So they will be taking these things out of you, and hopefully you're going to be cleared out, and maybe a lot of your aches and pains and physical conditions and problems should leave you. So we're getting close to the end here, looks like. I'll just mention a week from today I'll be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton, and I have a workshop that's free there on Sunday, and then I have two lectures also, Friday and Saturday. So I hope to see all of you there. I will have the light infusion chamber there, so you can go into that and experience what it is to be in pure light energy. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship.
Yeah, and also tomorrow night, I know there were about 6 requests tonight that we didn't get a chance to get to before our time ran out, so I've made a note of those. So if you can come back with us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific, we'll take those up also. So I'll just say blessings, everyone. Thank you for being here, and stay in your heart center, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, and I have to mention the Tuesday night call, 5:30 PST. With Rob and Sylvia in Canada, the phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number on the conference call is 5303. So blessings to all of you, and if you can come on that call, just come on, and you'll learn more about the Lightship Healings, and you can ask all the questions that you'd like. So blessings, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.